round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around.
Hello and welcome to the programme. You are listening to Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria, and their phone number is 9854 4444. And if you want to get them on the website, guidedogsvictoria.com.au. And once again, this is your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Andres. And I'd like to welcome to the show, Peggy Sue.
Thank you for having me, Jackie.
You got a great name, Peggy Sue, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
My producer was all set to give you some music, the Buddy Holly song, you know, Peggy Sue. There we go. All right, let's get back to business, shall we? You've got Pandora with you, and
yes,
you're quite a new graduate with your guide dog.
Yes, I am. It's all new and exciting.
Now, you're a young lady of about 23, and you're just going to university, and You was a multiple birth too.
Yes, I was.
Tell me about what happened with your eyesight.
I was born premature. Mm-hmm. So my mum had me at 26 weeks. So basically I was meant to be born at the end of April, so they tell me. So I decided to get out in the world early and be born in January instead. So I was a twin. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately the other one didn't make it.
Yeah, which is very, very sad.
Yeah. So
You started off in a special school and then you changed to mainstream.
Yep, I did.
And so now you had a long cane for a while and used to go to some of the Guide Dogs Victoria children's mobility programs.
I did. I did a lot of those and quite enjoyed them and made many friendships out of that. And we've done lots of fun and exciting things.
As you do.
Yes, as you do on the children's programs.
One of the things that we talk about on this program, Peggy, is the test driving a guide dog. And you actually went to a test driving a guide dog day, didn't you?
I did. It was a very interesting day. We got to see basically what guide dog mobility was actually like, the ups and downs and things like picking up dog poo and that kind of stuff.
All the usual things you have, which people, I don't know what people think, but people think it's quite easy to do all that sort of thing. Mm. But it's all a learnt situation when you get a guide dog.
Yeah, learning those sorts of things, grooming and all that kind of stuff. Mm. Learning what it really is like, and not just as much as the mobility side of it's fantastic. Also learning what the other side of it is like taking care of it and things like that.
And you got some very good advice, and that was because having a guide dog is it's a responsible change from a cane. They suggested to you that you take a year off to do a little bit of travelling because you're very young, get all that travel out of your system for a little while before settling down for a guide dog.
Yeah, well, when I was doing this program, I was about a couple of years off finishing school. So I was considering travelling. Mm. I was looking at taking a year off to go to the UK and work at a school, which I was looking at doing. But I wasn't quite sure when to actually have a guide dog. I knew it was definitely something on the cards, but it was a matter of when. And I was happened to be talking to a guide dog instructor, and whoever that guide dog instructor is gave me the best advice, and they're not at guide dogs anymore.
Yeah, because really all that going in and learning guide dogging and learning to partner with a dog, it's quite a serious partnership.
Mm.
And that first year, first year that you're having now with Pandora, your guide dog, it's very important to bond and get all the situations and all the work that you'll be doing together.
Yeah.
Reinforcing all that work, as you know.
And I think if you're very young, if you even, you know, some people who've gotten dogs quite young, it's a lot of responsibility to take, especially if you're just say 18 and you're finishing school, you're on to the next chapter into your life.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to consider as well. And having a guide dog is just sometimes, in some cases, a bit of that extra responsibility, and sometimes you may not be ready to take it.
Now, Peggy Sue, I think you're just the same as anybody else. You have your silly year.
I do. I have my silly year. I did have that silly year. It was very good.
I'm sure. And I think it's good to get that silly year out of the way before you start guide dogging.
Yeah, yeah. I found it was very useful. I got to do quite a lot in that silly year. And I also started my first year of university last year. So I sort of got all of that out the way. And I'm settled into uni now and I know what's coming up ahead of me. So at least that way to have a dog wasn't such a big issue. I have a bit more time to spend with Pandora, so it worked out really well.
Now, what kind of a course did you choose?
I am doing a Bachelor of Applied Science in Disability.
And where's that?
That's at RMIT.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of work are you starting Pandora on?
She comes with me to uni. I go to uni in Bundoora. And she comes with me there and around the campus. And
so your instructor's taught her all that. What kind of travel, train or a bus or what kind of travel does she do?
I get a bus and a tram to uni. And sometimes I also sing in a choir in the city. So I have to travel from Bundoora into the city. RMIT City.
That's one of the questions that people do ask when you get a guide dog. Yeah. How does the guide dog react when you have a music situation like a concert? And how's Pandora doing in that way?
Well, in choir, she's very good. She just sleeps all the way through rehearsals for the whole 2 hours. And when I was at guide dogs, I actually deliberately tried to get her used to me singing or just messing around with music. So I'd get her to sit with me playing. I play piano, so I would get her to sit with me when playing piano. So she actually got used to having that and having friends over to sing, which we managed to do that as well. Concerts, she's still a little bit funny about that, I suppose is the right word.
Well, I think it's, once again, we're talking about reinforcing. Mm. I know, for instance, when my guide dog, Peggy Sue, when she was first introduced to sand and she'd never seen a beach before and she thought desperately she was going to sink into the beach.
Yeah.
And she shot up and it wasn't a good look for a guide dog. But once we tried doing it a couple of times, now she races into the sea when she's off duty at a dog beach and all that kind of thing. Mm. So it's a case of when you've got a brand new dog like Pandora, it's just introducing her to all the different situations that she's going to be doing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I actually went to a concert on the weekend and it was just a very small venue and the concert was very small, not rock band kind of thing.
It not
was,
headbanging.
No, thankfully not. It was more a cappella. It was more just four voices and it was a fantastic concert. It didn't help that we were next to a speaker, I suppose. But she didn't really like that so much. So the first half she was with me because I wasn't quite sure how she'd react. And so the first half she sat with me and then the second half I left her with the staff at the venue, which they were more than happy to have her, good.
Well, look, Peggy Sue, I think this first year is going to be an important one.
Yeah.
I'd like to wish you good luck with your uni course.
Thank you.
You and Pandora, you're going to be a great team.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking part in our programme.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Get About with Guide Dogs Victoria. And don't forget, maybe you'd like to attend a test driver guide dog day. Give us a ring at 9854 4444. And this has been your presenter, Jackie Stevens, with my faithful guide dog, Andris. I hope you enjoyed the programme. And until next week, catch ya.